very important this week, and it's just as important as it is every week. So.
Fletcher Cox has said that he has said, put the postseason on my back. And he kind of really includes all of you, I would think, in that. Is that a challenge that you guys have, kind of taken on, that, it's kind of on us? We have to get the whole thing going.
Yeah, it's a challenge for us every week, and we accept that challenge. And that's the best thing about playing D-line, you know what I'm saying? And we like those challenges, and we like to get after guys.
We talk about Shaq Mason and Dave Andrews and Thuney, and you can talk about all those names. Do you actually study those guys, or you just keep it all about what you guys do?
No, we study those guys, but we gotta make sure what we do is right too. You know what I'm saying? Because it starts with us.
How much would this mean for you? You know how important it is for the city of Philadelphia. They haven't won a title in 57 years and never won a Super Bowl.
It'll mean everything, because I haven't won no championship at this level yet. So. Yeah. I mean, everything. I feel like everybody's dream when they were younger to get here and play and win. We're playing in it, but we're not here just to play in it. We're here to go win it. So.
Win it, yeah. And as a rookie, it's got to be pretty special, right?
Yeah, it's very special. But everybody's been asking me that. But like I said,
only one more day after this, they're going to ask that.
We got one more.
All right, Derek. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
But Derek, I mean, basically all the off season. You didn't really have an off season because it was all draft prep, combine training, getting ready to be the Eagles' first pick in the draft. Have you had a moment to kind of sit back and say, this has been a nonstop whirlwind for you from the time your college football season ended in 2016?
Yeah, it's been a long one, but it's been a fun one, and this year has flown by. Like when you're having fun, it goes by fast, but I ain't really sat back and just reflected yet. I'll do that after the season, so we got one more, and trying to finish the season off the right way.
What have you learned from the guys like BG and Chris Long that have allowed you to progress and develop the way you have as a rookie?
Just come into work every day and pay attention to the small details, and you know what I'm saying? You gotta get better each day. And if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So nobody just stays the same. That's what they preached to us, or preached to me and Elijah, you know what I'm saying, in the D-line room, because we're young rooks. So.
Have they tried to tell you how special this team is and how unique the chemistry is, that you're a rookie, so you're thinking, oh, maybe this is what's going to be like every season, but whereas some of the guys like Chris Long, who took a long time to get to the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl, he realizes this doesn't happen every year.
Yeah, a lot of guys have been saying they've been in the league for 18 years and have never been to the Super Bowl, so they've been preaching that to us, and they just say, take advantage of this opportunity, it don't come around a lot.
And what would it be like to knock off Tom Brady, arguably the greatest of all time, to get that Super Bowl?
I mean, every time we still on the field, it's playing to get back there and get to the quarterback. So, you know what I'm saying? It's another game. Tom Brady, he's a great quarterback. Everybody knows that. So, we just got to make sure we're on our game and we're ready.
What did it mean to you to have that strip sack against Case Keenum in the NFC Championship? Came at such a pivotal time when they were driving, trying to tie up the game. What did that do to you for you from a confidence standpoint, and just showcasing that all that hard work is paying off?
I mean, just got to stay the course and keep on going. But I mean, it was a play came my way, and I made it. So everybody put me in a position to make that play. It wasn't just me. You know what I'm saying? It was everybody on the defense, 10 guys.
So modest, I was going to say. They had the right attitude all season long. What would you say has been the best lesson you've learned from this whole experience? Not just the Super Bowl, but just the entire year that you've been in Philadelphia.
I think you just gotta. You can't get too high, can't get too low. You gotta stay level-headed, because it's a long season. And you know what I'm saying? College, it's like I probably played a double college season by now. So just stay the course and just keep it going. And when the season's over with, then you can relax.
You're holding up all right physically, mentally. It's not been too overwhelming for you?
Nah, football. I love football. You know what I'm saying? It's my job. So you know what I'm saying? It's not even work. It's fun for me.
Love it, DB. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Thanks.